Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
We have clouds, we have sun, 69 in Germantown, 73 in Annandale.
At 259.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
did the Fairfax County school system fail to protect a former student? A jury issues its verdict on Kate Ryan.
D.C. has a new way to catch drivers who illegally pass stopped school buses.
It's been absolutely horrible.
The FAFSA fiasco isn't just hurting high school seniors. I'm John Doman.
President Biden signs the big foreign aid bill that provides billions in support for Ukraine and Israel.
As part of the bill, the clock could soon strike midnight on TikTok. We're going to explain.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 70, the NASDAQ down 6, and the S&P down 4.
3 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden has signed a foreign aid bill providing crucial aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
Gives vital support to America's partners and so they can defend themselves against threats to their sovereignty and to the lives and freedom of their citizens. And it's an investment in our own security.
The most immediate aid's going to Ukraine. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The immediate need is artillery rounds and air defense. Air defense probably being the most critical. We've seen for a long time the Russians conducting a relentless missile campaign against Ukrainian cities, focused on, I think, undermining the willpower and morale of the Ukrainian people.
Passing that foreign aid bill also sets a deadline for TikTok to cut its ties to China. CBS's Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
One lawmaker called it a spy balloon in your phone. Another said it's a possible tool for propaganda, a big issue as we enter an election season. TikTok has indicated they will challenge this in the courts and file a lawsuit. They argue this is an infringement of First Amendment rights.
TikTok says 7 million businesses and 170 million people use the app in the U.S. alone. Columbia University says it's making progress in talks with pro-Palestinian protesters who now have 48 hours to clear its encampment on campus. CBS Bay Area reporter Sean Chitness is at another protest at Berkeley.
These tents taking over this area, and it has really doubled in size as more students join this movement. Students telling us that they want the university to cut all ties with anyone from Israel that is involved in arms supplies, and they also want the university to acknowledge what they believe the actions Israel is having in Gaza as genocide.
The Supreme Court's hearing a case on abortion access today during medical emergencies from Idaho, which has a near total ban on abortion. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
The court is very deeply divided on this, and I don't think after the arguments, which lasted a good 2 hours, we have a clear sense of what the court is going to do.
A warning for Americans traveling to the Caribbean. Leave your ammo at home.
Ryan Watson of Oklahoma has been sitting in a jail cell for about 2 weeks in Turks and Caicos.
This went from what was supposed to be a dream vacation to a nightmare.
It's after airport security found 4 rounds of hunting ammo in his carry-on bag.
The best of my knowledge, have to assume that it happened while taking a trip to Texas to hunt deer.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting.
I'm a savage.
Megan Thee Stallion's getting sued now by a former cameraman for allegedly creating an abusive work environment. The man claims a rapper forced him to watch her have sex in 2022, berated and fat-shamed him, and says he was overworked and underpaid. The rapper's lawyer denies these allegations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 3:03 on Wednesday, April the 24th. We have sunshine. We have some clouds. Temperatures around the region, the upper 60s, the low 70s. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour on WTOP. Did Fairfax County Public Schools fail to protect a 12-year-old girl after she accused other students of sexual assault and harassment back in 2011? That's the question at the center of a lawsuit involving the school system
Today, WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us a federal jury has reached a decision.
The jury in the U.S. District Court case found in favor of the Fairfax County Board of Education and school employees, in effect denying the allegations by the 24-year-old woman, identified only as Kate or BR, that the school system had failed to protect her when she was 12 and reported that she had been sexually assaulted in a school hallway, sexually harassed, and later attacked off school grounds. Attorneys for the school system suggested that the Rachel Carson Middle School former student's allegations were not true. They left the courtroom without comment, but in a statement, a Fairfax County school spokesperson wrote that the verdict showed the school board and nine former and current educators, quote, acted in a caring, respectful, and professional manner when Kate was a student. The plaintiff left the courthouse surrounded by supporters. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
304, D.C. is cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. Starting on Monday, 25 district school buses will have cameras installed on them. Now, if a driver tries to go around that bus when the stop arm is extended, the camera's going to record video and take pictures of the car's license plates. Violators are going to start off with just a warning for the first 45 days of the program. After that, violators could get a $500 fine.
Well, meantime, D.C. is addressing its teacher shortage by allowing aspiring educators to get a bachelor's degree while they work in local schools. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the Earn and Learn model could help the city fill jobs in key areas.
Those include early childhood education, elementary education, and special education. Elizabeth Ross with the city says the program will let D.C. paraprofessionals and high school graduates work in local schools and get a bachelor's degree at the same time.
They'll have that opportunity to earn a salary while they are taking that coursework.
They'll take those courses for free at the University of the District of Columbia.
We're enrolling our first cohort this fall in August 2024, we anticipate that that cohort will be up to 50.
Ross explains the program should help D.C. schools fill vacancies in high-demand subject areas.
The most important in-school factor impacting student learning and learning and lives is the quality of their teacher in the classroom.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Well, this is the time normally when high school seniors have a few more days to figure out where they're going to go to college next year, if that's part of their plan. They will be armed with an understanding of how much financial aid they might be eligible for, but an overhaul designed to simplify the process has been a flop, and it's not just impacting graduating seniors. WTOP's John Doman has the latest.
It's been absolutely horrible.
Elmer Mendoza of Silver Spring is halfway through his studies at Johns Hopkins University, but he's not sure how much financial aid he'll be qualified for going forward, and he's starting to stress out.
If something gets resolved, there's another problem, and if that problem gets resolved, then there's another problem.
We actually expected it to be a lot better than it has been. They've been working on the new FAFSA for many years.
As a low-income first-generation college student, Mendoza's been working with a group called College Tracks. Misha Inman's the CEO.
We need institutions to continue to extend their deadlines for however long it takes for the federal government to get this right.
Some schools have pushed back the deadlines and may do so again, including schools in Maryland and Virginia. John Doman, WTOP News.
All right, 307, imagine a machine that prints cards telling everyone in town their true life's potential. WTOP's Jason Fraley says it's the premise of the Big Door Prize. It drops season 2 today on Apple TV.
Last season ended with a cliffhanger of the Morpho Machine teasing the next stage, which apparently means watching video game action that symbolizes your future.
This machine is validating.
Mysterious.
Magic.
Destiny. I have so many questions.
Dusty and Cass, Chris O'Dowd and Gabrielle Dennis, decide to separate for 6 weeks, still living in the same house, hoping the freedom will unlock their unrealized potential. However, it opens the sliding door to a new potential love interest, Justine Lupe, but ironically not Giorgio, Josh Segarra, who's madly in love with Nat Mary Holland. Apple has only dropped the first 3 episodes of season 2, but so far there's more questions than answers as showrunner David West Reed continues to treat the Morpho Machine as a MacGuffin to explore existential themes of fate versus free will. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
A local company's $75 million private jet. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
WTOP at 308.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Through the Maryland suburbs, for the most part, just noting normal traffic congestion at the Bay Bridge. MDTA prepping for two-way traffic. It's breezy, but not too windy for contraflow. On the Beltway in Bethesda, disappointment on the outer loop with delays from Old Georgetown Road, the Spur and River Road into Virginia, where on the outer loop under Georgetown Pike, a Jeep stalled in the right lane. Volume building on the outer in Alexandria. Interloop, the usual grind from Tyson's to the Legion Bridge with lanes open that away. 66 westbound, just a bit heavy near Ballston, but slow in several stretches between the Beltway and Centerville as early rush hour congestion gets going out to Centerville and Manassas. Chantilly, the utility work continues in front of Sully Plaza. Some of the signals went dark earlier today. Techs are working around the intersections and the signal cabinets. Eastbound traffic very slow to get by at the moment. Westbound on the Leesburg Bypass, delays past Route 15 near the Dry Mill Road overpass. Crews were at work and only one lane was able to get by westbound. Bound there on 7 in Leesburg. 95 southbound in Woodbridge and Dale City, just a bit sluggish. The work zone is clear. In the district, DC 295, northbound traffic heavy from southeast to northeast, hopefully wrapping up the work zone between Burroughs and Eastern Avenue. They were blocking the right side as of late last hour. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Check of our forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Brighter skies moving through the remainder of the afternoon. It will be on the breezy side with highs ranging from the upper 60s to middle 70s. Scattered clouds this evening and into the overnight. We'll see wake-up temperatures in the 40s. Tomorrow we're only in the upper 50s and lower 60s, mid to upper 60s by Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we're at 73 in DuPont Circle, Germantown at 68. We've got 73 in Annandale, and we're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Cookies will keep following you a little while longer. Google says it will not meet its goal to eliminate third-party cookie tracking on Chrome by the end of this year. 66% of internet traffic in the U.S. is carried by Chrome. Hilton's hotels are fuller, room rates are higher, and it continues to open them. Hilton opened 106 new hotels last quarter and has a record number of new hotels in development. Hilton says room rates will rise as much as 4% this year. Reston-based General Dynamics is benefiting from foreign military aid. Its combat systems revenue last quarter was up 20% from a year ago. General Dynamics also makes Gulfstream jets. The FAA recently certified its newest and priciest one, the G700. The $75 million private jet has a 14,000-mile range and flies upwards of 650 miles an hour. Buying the plane for $75 million is only half the cost. It costs an average $2 million a year just to operate it, or about $20 a mile. The Dow's down 68 points. The S&P 500 is down 5. The Nasdaq's down 7. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
No one does travel like Amtrak. That's because now more kids ages 2 to 12 ride for 50% off. Book now at Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply.
Coming up on WTOP, a fraternity gets expelled for hazing at UVA. We'll tell you about it. 312.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble.
I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Later this hour,
how a nationwide TikTok ban could impact you. I'm Lynn Bowie.
More news in 30 seconds.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
The political temperature is only going to get hotter. It doesn't mean you need to lose your cool and make emotional decisions. Every week, the Wise Investor Show discusses the latest financial trends and what investors need to know to help filter out the noise distracting you from sound portfolio management and how to become a better informed, wise investor. Listen to the Wise Investor Show at RaymondJames.com/The Wise Investor Group or just find us on your favorite podcast app.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
3:15, I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
The University of Virginia has expelled a campus fraternity after an investigation of hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says the national leadership of the fraternity is supporting the move.
Men, actions have consequences.
In a YouTube video speaking ostensibly to the Pi Kappa Alpha membership, the fraternity's executive vice president, Justin Buck, doesn't challenge the allegations.
This action was taken following the confirmed, abhorrent, and detestable hazing activities by individuals.
Neither he nor the university has provided initial details about the hazing activities. The school says they'll be posted soon on the university's website.
We will have a constant reminder of the embarrassment which these men have caused. That is why the fraternity fully supports the individual pursuit by the University of Virginia against over 20 men, many of whom will be facing expulsion from the university.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
And you can see the video at WTOP.com.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is headed overseas next week on a trade mission. Former businessman will stop by Germany, Denmark, Switzerland, and Finland. He's going to meet with the country's president. Now, according to Governor Youngkin's office, he aims to, quote, further strengthen Virginia's economic and cultural connections. This will be his third trade mission as governor. Last year, he went to the Paris Air Show, then later met with the president of Taiwan.
The federal government says it has cracked a case involving bomb threats all around the nation.
When Anton Yagounov was pulled over in Carson City, Nevada in 2022, he claimed to be a sheriff's deputy who trained with the Department of Homeland Security and had a fake FBI badge. Since then, federal prosecutors say he's been harassing the Carson City Sheriff's Department, spoofing phone numbers and posing as a federal agent. He's also accused of using technology to call in bomb threats and posing as other law enforcement to various places nationwide, including a hospital, Boston City Hall on Marathon Day, and Las Vegas Police Headquarters. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The MTV Video Music Awards has a new venue for this year's ceremony. This year's show is going to take place September 10th at UBS Arena. That's in Queens, New York. The last two shows were held just over the state line in Newark, New Jersey. Now, the awards have usually been held in either Greater New York or L.A., except for two times when they were in Miami. Taylor Swift is going to look to three-peat as Video of the Year winner after winning the last 2 years.
top stories we're working on for you right now on WTOP.
President Biden has signed that bipartisan bill that provides billions of dollars in foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies.
The judge in former President Trump's hush money trial could soon decide over whether Mr. Trump violated a gag order.
And vulnerable college students are stuck in limbo after problems continue receiving federal financial government aid.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
We are brought to you by Greenberg and Betterman. For more than 35 years in the DMV, Greenberg and Betterman has helped tens of thousands of clients who've been hurt in auto accidents or are victims of medical malpractice. Visit gblawyers.com and feel better. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. We head back to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Last hour, we had a Jeep broken down in the outer loop of the Beltway in McLean, essentially under Georgetown Pike. And that stalled in the right lane, and that effectively backed traffic up deep into Bethesda. You're on the brakes beyond Old Georgetown Road and off the 270 spur, southbound of the outer loop. Hopefully, by the time you get across the Legion Bridge, that thing will be clear near Georgetown Pike. Outer loop traffic congestion building near Merrifield and Alexandria. Inner loop, it's sluggish from 7 across the bridge toward the spur. 66 westbound, heavy traffic near Nutley Street and 123, the distraction of a crash on the right shoulder. Chantilly, the utility work continues. Signals went dark earlier near Sully Plaza, Walney Road, Metro Tech Drive. Eastbound traffic slow to get by the techs. Route 7 bypass through Leesburg, westbound backed up. There was a work crew beyond Route 15 near the Dry Mill Road overpass, bringing traffic down to single file. 95 and 395, normal north and southbound slowdowns in Maryland on 95 at the BW Parkway. Some congestion to work through. 270, normal northbound slowing out of Gaithersburg toward Clarksburg. 50 at the Bay Bridge, prepping for two-way traffic. Not quite yet, though. Eastbound, relatively brief delays as you get off the peninsula and over the bay. Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, family value since 1955. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP. Traffic.
Back we go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin with a pretty good spring day headed our way. What else do you have for us?
Oh, it's going to be pretty nice out there this evening, too. So once the sun is down at around 7:50, our daylight hours grow longer and longer. That's when we'll see our temperatures begin to slip, and they are going to slide a bit more than they did last night when we had the clouds and a few showers. So for the remainder of the afternoon, we're looking at upper 60s to middle 70s. This evening, we drop through the 60s, the 50s, and by early tomorrow morning, we're only in the 40s. Now, tomorrow, it's going to be a cooler day considering how mild it has been, only in the upper 50s to lower 60s, so a good 10 to 12 degrees. Depending on your location right now. Mostly sunny on Friday, around 65. More clouds on Saturday, but we are trending dry. It will be a breezy day with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Then we have a summer preview on the way. Sunday, we're in the upper 70s to lower 80s. We stay in the middle 80s come Monday and Tuesday, and that's well, well above the normal high of 71 degrees. It's 76 in Warrenton, 74 downtown, and 72 in Frederick, Maryland.
Thanks, Steve. It's brought to you by Lennon Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Well, coming up on WTOP, the Department of Agriculture is trying to cut down on sugar and salt in school lunches. 321.
The wait is over, DC. FanDuel is officially live, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. I love betting hockey, and in tonight's action, I'm going to be betting the Toronto Maple Leafs on the money line in Game 3 at home against the Boston Bruins. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigChi. That's promo code BigChi. BIGCHEE. 18 plus and present in DC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
And now, Regional Business Insights with Rasan Bernard, President and CEO of Building Bridges Across the River and a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
Building Bridges Across the River provides best-in-class facilities, programs, and partnerships in arts and culture, economic opportunity, and health and well-being for families and children who reside east of the Anacostia River in Wards 7 and 8 in Washington, D.C. Building Bridges reduces barriers to social and economic mobility. Donate at bbardc.org.
This is WTOP News.
3:23.
Well, TikTok is now on the clock. The social media platform now has 270 days to find a new owner or face a nationwide ban. President Biden signed the measure into law today. It was embedded in the foreign aid package just passed. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports the ban could take effect as early as January, but it could see some delays with court challenges.
170 million Americans use TikTok. Greg Hoplamazian, associate professor of communication at Loyola University, Maryland, says a TikTok ban would be a huge disruption for small businesses and influencers.
Someone who really relies on having or getting popularity from that platform, and they use that to leverage for their income.
But he says the average user would likely just spend more time on other social media sites like Instagram or YouTube.
It could lead others to change the way their platforms work, the way their algorithms work, and prioritize, you know, content.
With a ban, TikTok would not disappear from your phone, but would be prohibited in app stores, so you could no longer download or update it. Over time, the app would likely become unusable. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Move over high sugar and salty foods that your kids eat in school. The USDA is out with some new rules that will include limiting the added sugar in yogurt, flavored milk, and cereal. Rules go into effect next year. The amount of salt in student meals will also change to come into alignment with the nation's dietary guidelines. School cafeterias provide meals to nearly 30 million students every day.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace here. Does that mean a Pizza Friday's out?
I mean, you got to stay with Pizza Fridays.
That's ours was
staple.
Soggy.
Really?
Is yours soggy?
No.
Yeah,
no,
like ours, these big pans that made it in, and it was like thick and soggy.
Oh, no. Ours were crispy.
Yeah.
Was it like a pie, like an actual pie, or was it square?
It was like the square. Okay, that's where it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I went to the wrong school.
No, we had some ladies who could cook at my school.
There you go. Yeah. You obviously went to the wrong school.
Obviously, that is the bottom line of this entire discussion.
All right, Capitals in the wrong end of a 2-0 deficit right now, losing 4-3 last night to the Rangers as they come home for game number 3 on Friday night. Alex Ovechkin frustrated.
We all know, like, we can play against this team. You know, how I said, it was mistakes, bad bounce off the board. And we just have to stick together. It's not going to be easy for us, and it's not going to be easy for them as well.
No, it's not. And Alex Ovechkin's been here before. Now they face an 0-2 deficit. Game 3 is Friday night. Today at Nats Park, another perfect night for baseball. 6:45 first pitch. It'll be Jake Irvin tonight. Last night it was the Nats losers to the Dodgers. Now 2 games under .500. Lane Thomas is heading to the injured list after hurting his knee last night. Trey Lipscomb getting called up in 14 games this year, including his major league debut at the end of March. He has hit .224 with a home run. He was optioned back on April 15th. This afternoon, 4:00, Orioles and the Angels in Los